Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our coverage of the latest Underground Collision series. And this edition is entitled We Are the World. And in this particular clip, we have credit union youth activist James Rice interviewing CUNA Mutual Group's president and CEO Bob Trunzo about, well, credit unions and how credit unions can prepare for the future, basically. And just a really enlightening and fun conversation, but there's some serious tones in here as well. But I think you guys will really enjoy this clip, so check it out.
What would the world be like without credit unions?
I think it'd be a sad, dark place. I think because I think credit unions are really, really important for our financial system. I think they provide great products and services and customer care for people that really need great customer care. They're nonprofits, and I think that's great because once they conduct all their business, they work hard to give money back to the community and back to members. And I also think they provide much needed financial help to people. And I think that's great. And I think that's what people need now. Don't you?
Yeah.
I also believe that credit unions are becoming more and more of the preferred financial solution or the choice for people because they care and they do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So credit unions are like the bank, only better.
Credit unions are like banks, only they care more, right?
And yeah. Better.
Absolutely. I think that's a great point. What do you think of credit unions?
I think they're very cool because everyone I know that's cool works for them. So
I think they're cool. Not only do you know a lot of cool people that work there, but I think they're cool because they care about people. Talked about the world being a more caring, understanding place. I think they care for people, and I think that's pretty cool in this time. I think that's pretty cool in this business world right now. Don't you?
And I know people volunteer to be the boss on the board of directors, like my grandpa. He was on the board of directors for 15 years. We have his picture on our wall.
Yeah. Well, I think the biggest thing, like what your grandpa did and others, is what's cool about that is they're volunteers.
I mean,
I think that's great. And they give their time and their energy to make the credit union a better place. And that's really neat. That is the ultimate cool, I think, don't you?
Yeah. Because, I mean, you don't have to do it, but they spend their time to be able to help.
Well, I think that's the beauty. I think that's the beauty of credit unions, right? The volunteerism and people like your grandpa who gives his time to make the place better. That's really neat. I think they're cool because not only do they help people, but they continue to teach people about, you know, your credit union, and your grandpa will tell you your credit union will have, you know, meetings and seminars on how to buy a house, how to start a business, all this kind of stuff. And that's pretty cool. I think that's great.
Free education and working with the community. That's awesome. Does that make them cool? Cooler than a bank?
I think that because they're in the community all the time and because they're offering all these unique seminars and meetings, it qualifies as being cool to me because they're getting people ready to do the next best thing in their lives. So I think that's pretty cool. Let me ask you a question, James. What do you think what do you think credit unions need to do to be ready for you?
I think that they need to create different programs and businesses to help people. Like my grandma has a program, a network for helping women.
Right.
I think we should have one for helping children. To like get them schooling and learning and food and water, all the basic needs to survive and become great people when they grow up.
I think that's a great answer. I think the other thing that we've got, I think the other thing we've got to do to get ready for you is all you guys are great with your phones and great with your gaming systems and great with tablets you play on. And we've got to be able to provide, you know, so when you want to get some money, when you want to learn about money, when you want to save money, when you have your own account, we got to let you do that on your phone, on your iPad, on your computer. And we're doing that. We're investing in that kind of technology. Mm-hmm. Credit unions are investing in that kind of technology. And we also, I mean, you're cool because you like credit unions and you're cool because you're smart. But we've mm-hmm. also got to teach you and your friends, you know, mm-hmm. financial literacy. And that's what credit yeah. unions do. A lot of us in the credit union industry support financial literacy so that mm-hmm. when you get ready, you're going to know how to manage all that money you're going to have so you can take care of your mom and your dad in their old age.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
Yeah. Yeah. credit unions can also help preserve my piggy bank money to keep it safe.
Absolutely.
I want to be able to pay for things like my mom does on her phone or debit card.
Yep.
And it'd be awesome to be able to deposit cash using a phone or computer.
And just so you know, that's going on now. You should mm-hmm. be able to do that. And at CUNY Mutual, as a provider of services to credit unions, we're providing, you know, technology that's going to allow you to get a car loan right over your phone. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Can you drive now? You want to get a loan? You want to get a car loan? James, I'll deliver the Porsche to you later today. How's that sound?
Great.
Yeah, you want a convertible?
Yeah, sure.
I heard no in the background. So, but that wasn't coming from you, was it?
Nope.
So I think credit unions have to be ready for you and all your friends, and I think we're getting ready to do that. And I just got to tell you one final thing. I'm really, really impressed with your awareness of credit unions, your intelligence, and we're going to be ready to hire you when you get ready to come into the working world, okay?
Okay. Are you ready for me?
You know what? We have to be ready for you. We don't have any choice. So we'll be ready for you anytime you're ready to come. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
Well, so look, when you're ready for a job,
mm-hmm.
come work in the credit union industry and come work for CUNY Mutual, James. Really, it was a pleasure getting to know you and getting to meet you. And thanks for what you're doing for credit unions, and I really enjoyed our conversation, and do me a favor, have a great summer. Okay,
I will. I really thank you for the offer. We need to start negotiating because I'm gonna need Fridays off.
You know what, not only am I gonna give you Fridays off, but when you get a little older, maybe we'll talk about mimosas. How's that sound?
Yeah,
take care, James. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you very much, James and Bob, and stay tuned for more coverage of the Underground Collision here on CU Broadcast.